Listener production.
17 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. Tessa Randello here with you. One of rock music's most famous voices, Tina Turner, has died at the age of 83. Tina peacefully died in her Switzerland home after a lengthy battle with illness. She won 8 Grammys and has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Today's state budget will have increased spending for health and housing. The Treasurer Michael Ferguson giving us a sneak peek into the document, including $900 million increase in health spending and $350 million in the cost of living relief. Shelter Tasmania hopes to see a bigger focus on housing for women and children, as well as young people, when it's revealed later today. The Peak Bodies CEO Patty Chugg says homelessness is on the rise.
What's really quite alarming is that our homelessness population since the last census in 2016 grew by 45%. So we'd really like to see a focus on appropriate housing for young people and women and children.
Meantime, Parliament's rejected a push by the Greens to let councils ban whole homes being made into short-term accommodation. Tassie doctors have decided to take immediate industrial action in their fight for better pay with the government. The Australian Medical Association has been locked in discussion, asking for a pay packet in line with the mainland to better retain local doctors. And wild winds are still about this morning, with severe weather warnings in place across the state. It is set to die down later today. West Coast denies it's offered Adam Simpson a three-month leave of absence to refresh and regroup at the end of the season. Various reports claim that the Eagles coach would take an extended break, but the club says those discussions have not taken place. It comes amid a dramatic fortnight in the AFL, with Damien Hardwick's resignation from Richmond and Alistair Clarkson stepping down at North. And new Norfolk's Melinda Green has become the first Tasmanian female footy player to kick 300 goals.